sometimes ordinary people do amazing things. Community Inspiration with Tony and Melissa in the morning. WICC 600.
You may remember the story about Maren Sanchez, a beautiful high schooler at Jonathan Law High School in Milford. Back in 2014, she was killed by a classmate. And then years later, we now have a foundation that is beautifully run by her mother, Donna Cimarelli, and a whole team behind them. Donna, thank you for being here this morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. So let's talk about the Maren Sanchez Home Foundation. First of all, obviously named after your daughter, which we are so sorry for your loss still years later. But the amazing work that your foundation has done, that's worth celebrating this morning. Talk to us about it.
I mean, we're really excited. We've expanded this year, especially. We've really jumped a couple steps up. We're really talking to a lot of young girls about safety and about following their intuition and learning the red flags and pre-incident indicators of danger before an event happens. Because I believe, and the professionals believe, that there's a lot of red flags that happen before terrible events. The unfortunate thing is that a lot of people see them, but not everyone puts the pieces of the puzzle together until it's too late. So we're in the business of teaching young women what it feels like and what it looks like when someone is manipulating you and trying to make you do things that you don't want to do.
Did you find that there were those red flags in your situation with Maren?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So is it hard to be able to go to these classes or these lectures and sort of relive some of those signs? I mean, is that hard for you? I know you're helping a lot of people, which is commendable, but is that hard for you to remind that these signs were here too in our situation?
It is difficult, but it is empowering as well. And I think the hardest thing for me is going into high schools. I don't really do that very often. I love going to the college campuses. I love speaking with women's groups. But going into high schools is really tough for me because that's where Maren passed. And that's a place where she loved so much. But for me, not so much. You know, going into a high school hallway it's eerie for me. So I try to stay out of high schools. It's not saying that we won't work with high schools, but I'll probably spend more time on college campuses because freshman girls really need this information because they're going out into the world for the first time alone. And I think that it's empowering for them.
Well, in our understanding from you and from Glenn, who's with your marketing and your communications with the foundation, is that you guys have held some of these lectures and some of these lessons in outdoor places. Like you've done, you said, at the library once before. Like you've gone to different places where if a parent or a group of parents felt, hey, you know what? Our girls who are sophomores in high school, they would benefit from this. They could meet you somewhere else. It wouldn't have to be like an assembly hall at a high school, correct? Or maybe not?
Absolutely, yeah. A couple of months ago, we worked with the Domestic Violence Task Force in Wilton with the police chief, and we did at the Wilton Library. And it was a talk really for faculty and parents. There was about 6 kids there, but it was mostly adults. So it depends on who wants us and where they feel the need. We will go to anyone, really. I mean, I will speak to a Girl Scout troop if I have to. But it depends on, you know, where the need is and who thinks that it will benefit the group.
Yeah. And Glenn, I have to imagine you guys have done unbelievable work in Connecticut. I mean, it goes without saying. And Maren's name is really it's a household name. I think everyone knows Maren's story, and I think people are learning from it. But what are maybe your plans to go national? Are you guys going to be going to other college campuses or going to other states? You know, is that in the plans at some point?
Absolutely. The foundation is looking to expand its work right now. You know, these issues are really pervasive and impact communities all across the country. As Donna said, especially college campuses, a lot of young women out in the world for the first time don't necessarily know all the red flags or behaviors to beware. And so we're looking to hear from anyone, parents, educators, civic officials who are interested in bringing these educational events to their communities. And the way to get in touch with the foundation is at MarenSanchezHomeFoundation.org. On the website, the foundation has a section with statistics about how pervasive these issues are and how many girls and young women are impacted by that. But, you know, a lot of times if someone hits you in the arm, you'll have a bruise, but the signs of manipulation aren't always so tangible for people to spot and make sense of. And that's one of the main reasons this education is so important.
I think you hit something so on the head that I think a lot of times we immediately think, even in domestic violence, that if you don't look like you have the part of a domestic violence relationship, that it can't possibly have any issues. And that's just not the case. So again, with that website, where can people go if they are interested in having their girls learn from you, just getting some of those tools, whether it's like you were saying, there's like mixed martial arts or something, some of the classes that you guys offer, where can people go to find that out?
Website is MarinSanchezHomeFoundation.org. There's a big button right on there says contact. Anyone can hit that. And it can be anyone who's interested in this. You don't have to be a parent. You can be an educator. You could be a corporate, someone who's passionate about this, a corporation, anyone who wants to see these events come to their community, wants to help make communities safer for girls and young women. We want to hear from everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're also gearing up for our 4th annual gala, which this year is called Magical Night to Remember. And it's going to be 6 years to the date of Marin's passing. And we are going to be spending it in the venue where she should have had her prom.
Wow.
That's yeah. So we're looking for corporate sponsors. We'll be selling tickets in the next month or so. And it's always, always a magical night. So that's on April 25th this year at Visano's Four Seasons.
That's amazing. Wow. That's great. And thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And thanks so much for having us this morning.
WICC 600, David Lerner Associates Traffic.
Clearing a wreck southbound on the Wilbur Cross around exit 59 is one of our slowdowns. And then you're going to drop speed. Trumbull moving in through Westport, Patchy around the Route 7 merge. And this is sponsored by Circle K. 8 and 25 southbound, still not too bad. You have 95 northbound clearing a crash in Westport. And southbound, pockets out of Bridgeport, Fairfield tightening up. Southport running in through Westport, Norwalk out through Darien. Not too tough in front of you and over the state line, we're still okay. Now at Circle K, you can get the freshest cup of coffee in the world. Every cup is ground fresh. Right when you want it. So for a split second, your cup is the freshest on earth. Every cup ground fresh. Starting at $1 at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations. Kelly Quinn, and that's your right now traffic update.
A wind advisory for southern Fairfield, southern New Haven counties begins noon today till midnight tonight. Partly sunny with afternoon snow showers and snow flurries today, becoming windy and cold. Morning highs 35 to 40 a fall during the afternoon. Mostly clear, windy, cold tonight, 16 to 22, wind chill single numbers, and mostly sunny, low 30s tomorrow. On Friday, wrapping up the week with rain showers, mild weather near 45 degrees. Thinking about selling your home this year? Well, now is the best time. Winter inventory is low, demand's high, and people want to buy before interest rates go any higher. Trust the professionals like